Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, today we had a beautiful day in the ATL. I think it was about 66, 68 degrees with light winds. And I mean, just a gorgeous day. This guy was telling me, hey, go fishing. Head out and go fishing when I got off work. They were telling me to go fishing, but that's not in my plans today, right? That wasn't in my plans today. Today's actually was 66 degrees was the high. The low last night was, the low tonight is going to be 36, so it's going to be cold tonight. And tomorrow, the high of 50 with a chance of showers, and a low of 25 tomorrow night. And Friday, with a high of 52 and a low of 28. So we're gonna be cold over the next few days. Now Saturday we're looking at 61 as a high on Saturday with sunny skies and 23 as the low on Saturday night. And then on Sunday we're looking at 48 degrees with a low of 25. So this weekend we're gonna have a nice day on Saturday, nice balmy 61 degrees. And on Sunday, it's going to be 48, and the low Saturday night is 23, and Sunday night is 25. So it's going to be cold this weekend at night, but it's going to be nice during the day on Saturday, okay? So if you have any plans, you can plan this weekend with a nice day on Saturday and kind of chilly on Sunday. So if you want to be out on Saturday, that works, right? Okay, let's go with today's word of the day is, let's get it, poignant, P-O-I-G-N-A-N-T, poignant. And poignant is an adjective, and it means painfully or deeply affecting the feeling, designed to make an impression or cutting, poignant. The second definition is being to the point or apt, okay? Being to the point. You're poignant, you're to the point, or you're painfully or deeply affecting the feelings. So you're getting to the point, you're telling it like it is. That's being poignant, all right? That's a good word. Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what happened right there. I had some kind of technical difficulties in there, but hey, we're back on the show, right? That's the thing with doing live radio, is that sometimes you have some technical difficulties in there, and you know, it just kicked me off the air for some reason. I don't know why, but we're good, we're back. And if you guys can hear me, please send me a message and just text me and say, I can hear you, Frank. You're loud and clear. So give me a text and let me know that. But today's episode is entitled, Is It Okay for a Married Man to Have a Lock Code on His Phone? Now, a friend of mine asked me to talk about this. Actually, she gave me a few topics to talk about. But this is one I wanted to touch in on because it's a bit touchy. It's a bit sensitive, and I know some of my guys out there who are listening to the show are, you know, wondering what I'm gonna say. I know the ladies out there who are listening to the show are wondering what I'm gonna say and if it's gonna be how they feel. Okay. I doubt if what I'm going to say is going to be how the ladies feel, but hey, I'm going to be real with you, right? So that's what I do. Is it okay for a married man to have a lock code on his phone? Okay, and we're talking about the cell phone, right? So the first thing, first off, is I think it's okay. And people say, why you got a lock code on it when you, you know, do you have something to hide? Well, no, I don't have anything to hide from my wife. But I do have a lock code on my phone. And one simple reason is that if it's lost or stolen, someone who finds it or steals it can't get in there and start to take all my information, get all my information, or you know, call someone from my phone, call long distance, call wherever, do something with my phone, okay? So that's one reason to have a lock code on your phone, all right? Because they can keep playing with it and playing with it, and eventually it's going to lock them out, period, and the phone's going to shut down. So that's one reason to have it, have a lock code on your phone. Another reason to have a lock code on your phone is that you don't want anyone else in your phone. You don't want anyone else to get in your phone and snoop around. Your phone is like a personal diary, maybe. Okay? And, you know, you may have, I put notes in my phone. All right? I not only do I do a grocery list when I have to go to the grocery store, I put that in my phone. When I go to Home Depot, I put a list in there for Home Depot. So when I go to Home Depot, I won't forget what I need at Home Depot. And I send messages to I text some of my guy friends, you know, some of my buddies, and, you know, there's no telling what we may say back and forth, right? And I'm not saying it's something that's bad, that something that I want to hide from my wife. All I'm saying is that I don't want her looking at that, and vice versa, okay? She doesn't want me looking at messages that she sends to her friends, right? Her girlfriends, her sorority sisters, or whatever. That's not something that she wants me to look at, to watch, to read. I don't want to read it. You know what I'm saying? So she's got a lock code on her phone. I don't know her lock code, okay? I have a lock code on my phone. She doesn't know. I don't think she knows my lock code. She may know, but I don't think she does. All right? So I think it's okay. I'm not grabbing her phone from her and saying, I want to see what you've been doing on your phone. I want to see who you've been texting. I want to see who you've been calling. Because you know what? If I'm going to call or text someone inappropriately or another female, so to speak, if I'm going to do that, then, of course, I don't want her to see that. But that's not the deal. If you trust your spouse, if you trust him, then, hey, there's no reason for me to snoop around trying to figure out the lock code in her phone so I can see who she's calling, who she's texting, whatever. She runs a business, so she does that. You know, I don't do that. If it's going to happen, if she's going to do that and text someone or call someone inappropriately, hey, I can't stop that. That's going to happen if that's what she wants to do. All right? If that's something that I want to do, she can't stop it. It's going to happen. Right? You say, well, I want to find out. You'll find out eventually. You'll find out eventually. Something will happen. Someone will slip up somewhere. And you'll find out. If the man upstairs wants you to find out, you're going to find out sooner or later. Okay? But that's not something that I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to hide anything. I just have a lock code on my phone for it not being able to be lost or stolen, and someone gets it and can easily, you know, grab it and start using it. People that I know, texting people that I know, that I have in my phone. So I think it's okay for a married man or a married woman to have a lock code on his or her phone. Okay? I don't care. And I'm not going to sit there and try to figure it out. A lot of women are so insecure that they'll grab someone's phone or their husband or their boyfriend's phone and try to figure out the code in it so they can see what's going on. Okay? If you're that insecure, you probably don't need to be with that person. Or that person probably doesn't need to be with you. Y'all with me? Hey, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on this if you want. I know everybody doesn't agree with me. That's fine. That's what the show is for. If you don't agree with what I'm saying, you can call in and say, hey, Frank, you're dead wrong on this one. And I understand that. And I'm good with that. But, you know, all I'm saying is that I don't see a problem with a married man. Or not even, he doesn't even have to be married. Y'all can be in a steady relationship. You know, y'all can be engaged. Y'all can be, y'all can be engaged, or y'all just can be in a steady relationship. Or y'all can be husband and wife. Still okay for a man or a woman to have a lock code on their phone. Okay? Now, back in the day when we had cell phones and they weren't as advanced as cell phones today, they didn't have lock codes on them. You couldn't lock the phone. All you could do is turn it off. Turn it on, turn it off. I had one of the first car phones. It was called a car phone, not a cell phone. It was called a car phone. And it was mounted and drilled into your vehicle. You couldn't take it out. It wasn't portable. I guess it was portable. You could ride around with it in your car, and you could use it in your car. But, you know, you couldn't take it out of your car and walk around with it and go to the baseball game with it, none of that stuff. Okay? It was hard mounted to the car. And you know, so now you got codes on the phone. You can get online on these phones. Everything. You can do everything with this cell phone. And I tell you, it's become a real tool for everyone in today's modern society. The cell phone is probably, I'm sure it's in every household. At least one person in every household has a cell phone. That's probably a true statement. I don't care where you are, China. I don't care where you are. Each household probably has a cell phone in there. At least one. Okay? And so you can have a lock code on your phone, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay. If your husband is that insecure about you doing something inappropriate, calling someone inappropriate, texting someone inappropriate, then y'all have underlying problems that are bigger than just having a lock code on your phone. If your wife or your girlfriend is upset about you having a lock code on your phone, then there's something underlying there that's bigger than the lock code on the phone. It's not about the lock code on the phone. It's about not trusting or insecurity. The person that gave me this topic or wanted me to talk about this, that may be exactly what's going on in their mind. They may be insecure about something. I don't know. Okay? I don't know. But that's my take on a married man having a lock code on his phone. It's okay. Tomorrow, I know, I don't usually do this. I got about 7-6 minutes left in the show. I don't usually do this, but here's what I'm going to do. Tomorrow, I'm going to have an explosive show tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, and I don't usually tell people what my show is going to be about the day before, but I'm going to do it today. And it's going to be, y'all listening? It's going to be, how can I tell my wife, my mate, my husband, or whatever, that they're no longer desirable by me because they've let themselves go. And that may not be the exact title, but that's what I'm going to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just ladies, and it's not just men. It's men and women who are no longer desirable by their mates, by their spouse, by their, soon-to-be spouse, by their boyfriend or whatever, because they've let themselves go. And what I mean by let themselves go is they put on a bunch of weight, or they've been doing something to lose a lot of weight. It's on both sides of the scale. Okay? I don't like skinny women. I don't want my wife to be a anorexic little fragile person. That's not me. That's not what I like. Okay? And then there are people out there, they like little skinny petite women. There are men out there that like little skinny petite women. I don't. So it's both sides of the, and I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, and I know that there are a lot of you out there who want to hear this and want to comment on it. So we're going to do that tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here, 6:30 tomorrow. And now, again, it's going to be cold tonight, right? It's going to be cold tomorrow night. It's going to be cold Friday night. And it's going to be a nice day on Saturday, Valentine's Day. And remember, guys, remember what I said the other day on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day is not just for women. Don't not do anything for your man. Do something for him. It doesn't have to be anything big or extravagant, but do something, okay? Because he is 9 times out of 10 gonna do something for you. It may not be nothing extravagant he does for you, but he's gonna do something. And so, guys, I put you out there. Don't disappoint me now. Don't have my women calling me saying, not my women, I mean, I'm not saying it like that, but my ladies that listen to the show. Don't have the ladies that listen to my show calling me or calling into the show saying, Frank, my old man didn't do nothing for me. You know, he didn't do nothing for me. We did nothing. You know, do something. And at least get a card. If you're not going to get her flowers, something traditional like that for Valentine's Day, flowers or candy, then at least get her a card. Okay? You know, and then women expect, I'm not going to get into that, but I think women expect you to take them out to dinner, feed them, and romance them on Valentine's Day. Is that what it's about? That's what it's about, isn't it? Being fed and romanced and, I'm going to keep it PG. But, you know, that's what y'all expect. And I think the guys should give it to you, right? And I think you should reciprocate with something for the guys, okay? Again, it doesn't have to be much, but something. I know I'm harping on this. I know I'm banking on this. I know I'm beating this over the head time and time again. That's what should happen, okay? And if you believe that, then do that. If you don't do it. I don't want you to do anything that you don't believe in. So you make your own decision. And you ever heard the old term say, you make your own bed, you lie in it. Okay? And that's all I got to say about that. Anyway, guys, I'm out of time. Join the show again tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you. Just